Grace to you all and peace from God in heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our story this morning reminds me a lot of another Bible story, one of my all-time favorites, probably one of the most famous, recognizable stories in the whole big book, Jonah. You remember Jonah, right? Jonah's a prophet. God calls him to preach to the big bad city kingdom of Nineveh, and Jonah doesn't want to go. He doesn't like Nineveh. And so he heads off in the opposite direction. This is the part of the story you'll remember. As he's sailing away, a storm whips up, he goes overboard, and is promptly swallowed by a big fish. The fish swims him back towards Nineveh and spits him out on shore, at which point Jonah shrewdly realizes he might not be able to wriggle out of God's call this time. And so, begrudgingly, he shuffles into Nineveh. He does the bare minimum. And to his absolute horror, the entire kingdom responds with a massive outpouring of repentance and cries for mercy, which, to his greater horror, God immediately grants. Jonah is furious. "You see, God, this is why I didn't want to do it in the first place. I knew you'd make a fool out of me. You make me go in there and preach. Oh, God is so angry, and God's judgment is at hand. But you and I both knew this is what you'd do. You're full of mercy." Ugh. One point of the story is that God's word works. No matter how reluctant or flawed the messenger. As we pray every Sunday together, as Jesus taught us, God's will be done. God's will be done. Paul's story is like Jonah's, only he's not reluctant. He's not avoiding God's call. Back in chapter 19, Paul already decided he must go to Rome, to the center of the empire, to spread the word about Jesus as far as possible beyond Israel's border. Because this is no longer a Jewish story. This is a story of salvation for the whole world. And on his way to fulfill this lofty and dangerous purpose, Paul is swallowed. Swallowed by the Jewish and local Roman authorities, stuck in the belly of Jerusalem, hauled before the Sanhedrin, kind of like the Supreme Court and the Senate combined for the Jewish community there. And then, irony of ironies, this situation, this predicament, which seems to have totally frustrated his plan to go to Rome, is precisely the means by which he ends up getting there. Because one of the officials realizes Paul is a Roman citizen and therefore has a right to due process in the capital, and so makes arrangements for him to be delivered there for further hearings. This great beast that has swallowed him, has now turned around and is spitting him out precisely where he was meant to go in the first place. Paul might have thought his luck was rotten when he got arrested, but look, it all worked out. God's will be done. Everything happens for a reason. That's the lesson, right? God's will be done. Everything happens for a reason. But the thing is, those two ideas, though they sound awfully similar, are very, very different. God's will be done, means nothing can separate you from God's love for you. Nothing can separate you from the life you share with Christ. No matter what happens, God will stick by you. God continues to be at work in and through your life. You are never, ever, ever, ever abandoned, and the Holy Spirit never quits. God's will be done. Everything happens for a reason, though. Well, that's complicated. Once upon a time, the college kids at this church helped me produce a little series of videos for our Instagram account called Verse of the Week. Not our main Instagram account, like the college radio one, the little one that's kind of weird and over in the corner. They made it for that. and they would record themselves reading a Bible verse from their favorite spot on campus and then tell us why it was important to them. The young people loved it, I think, seeing each other talk about Scripture, and I learned so much from them. One of the things I learned is that there is almost no religious conviction more popular and more precious to our young people than the idea that everything happens for a reason, that it's all part of God's plan. The fancy word theologians use for this is providence, the idea that God has a purpose for everything that happens in your life. Our kids find it comforting, as I'm sure many of the rest of us do too, the idea that God has a plan. In fact, it's so comforting, I'm always a little hesitant to disturb that idea too much. But as any of you know who've done a kitchen or a bath project, you have to smash some things up before you put them back right. And as many of you unfortunately know through the experience that comes with life in this world, there comes a point at which the comfort of this belief gives way to confusion and even anger or pain. This happens when we experience real suffering or loss. When that comes, the platitude, "Well, it must have happened for a reason," becomes like a poison, attacking the roots of your faith. The idea that God would do something, would inflict suffering for some purpose, it's not easily compatible with the idea of God as a loving heavenly Father. And so it becomes much easier to resent God than to trust God, which is the essence of faith. So let's go back to Paul. When he was arrested and dragged back to Jerusalem, when he heard rumblings that the mob was going to seize him and kill him, when he found himself in prison far from home, must we think as readers, well, this must be necessary. There must be a reason. Must we convince ourselves that there was no other way he could get to Rome, where he was in fact headed when this whole circus interrupted him and dragged him in the wrong direction? But therein lies the point, the marvelous point. No matter what happened to Paul, no matter what happens to any of us, no matter the interruptions, the hindrances, the detours, even persecution, even death, no matter what, Jesus is with us, whispering, as he did to Paul in prison, "Take courage. Take courage, dear ones. I am with you. And you are not bound by this, not defined by this. Not even death will be the end of your story. Indeed, you are part of my story. You have a role to play in it, a holy purpose, and it will be done." Amen.